third pack of Peya, Mishnah Hay. The opening statement of this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous discussion of when do we treat a field as one field and when do we treat it as two fields in respect to Peya. So, Acham Shalchol Kamoisim Stay Peyos. If there were two brothers that received an inheritance, and they had, let's say, for example, a large field of wheat, and then they split up. One brother got the left side of the field, and the other one got the right side of the field. So since now they split up, they're two separate owners. Each owner is considered that he owns his field, and the other person's field is a separate entity, and therefore each one will have to take payah independently from his field. Because of nishtatsu, if they decide to become partners again, so a field which is owned in partnership, it's enough for partners together to take one payah from that field, and therefore if these brothers became partners again, and now this entire field belongs to the two of them, noisim payah achas, it's enough to take one payah from the entire field. The same idea we're talking about now, partnerships in respect to payah. Shnayim shalochu es ilon, noisim payah echad. If two people bought a tree, and now they are partners in this tree, and we learned before that there's a chiyuv of payah also from trees. So, over here too, since they're partners in this tree, it's enough for them to leave one amount of payah between the two of them for the entire tree. Lokach zetz voinu zetz ragam. But if one took the northern part of the tree and the other one took the southern part of the tree, so they're not really partners. Each one has his part of the tree. This is similar to what we saw before. Each brother has a certain side of the field, and therefore zen noisim pei lasmai, zen noisim pei lasmai. Since each one has a specific part of the tree, each one has to take payah from his part of the tree, or leave payah from his part of the tree. Hamoicha kilche ilon b'teirus adeil. Noisim payah equal echad ve'echad. If a person sells trees within his field, and each one that is buying these little saplings, he has rights only to that tree itself, and therefore each one has to take an independent pay. This holds in that if he planted his field and he has his little trees in the field and selling one, each one independently to other people, that each one individually takes off payah, that's when his whole field is split up amongst other people. But if the Baal HaSodah already had a whole bunch of trees and he started harvesting his trees and then he sold off most of his trees but he left a few for himself, in such a case the Baal HaSodah will have to take off payah. There is no, the one who's selling the field will have to take off payah for all the trees. Why is that so? Because the way the chiyuv payah works is like this. When a person starts harvesting, that's when the chiyuv starts taking effect. Where should the payah be left? The classic place is at the last part of his field or orchard that he will be picking. Therefore, if he started picking his field and right now the chiyuv of payah took effect, if he sells out his field and splits it up between 20 different people, then that chiyuv payah is split between the 20 people. But if he sold it to 20 people and he left something for himself, since he already started harvesting and the chiyuv already took effect before he started selling, and it's possible for him to leave the payah from what he left for himself, then he has to take the entire payah for himself. If he sold things before he started harvesting, then whatever he sold before he started harvesting belongs to somebody else, and those people will take an individual payah.